And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, the 19th of August, 2016. It was on this date, 1829, the French painter and physicist Louis Daguerre presented his photographic process to the French Academy of Sciences. The first actual photograph had been made a couple of years earlier by Joseph Nicéphore Niépce, but the quality wasn't very good. The plate had to be exposed for 8 hours to capture an image. And Daguerre found a better way. He found that if he coated a copper plate with silver iodide, exposed it to light for 20 to 30 minutes, fumed it with mercury vapor, fixed it with a salt solution, he could get a permanent image. He called it a daguerreotype, of course, after himself. Many early photographers died from mercury poisoning using this method, but it was the method that was used. People lined up to have their portraits taken, though they knew you had to sit in blazing sunlight for up to half an hour, trying not to blink, your head clamped in place to keep it still, which is why they had such grim facial expressions. But it was a marvelous, mystifying, even scarifying thing at the time to look at an image of your actual self. It's the birthday of Ogden Nash, born Rye, New York, 1902. Wrote 20 volumes of humorous verse and 2 musicals, One Touch of Venus and Two's Company. Ogden Nash, who said, "Middle age is when you're sitting at home on a Saturday night and the telephone rings and you hope it isn't for you." It's the birthday of Frank McCourt, born Brooklyn, 1930, oldest of 7 children, Irish immigrant couple, who moved back to Ireland, to Limerick, when McCourt was 4 years old. His childhood marked by poverty and the deaths of half of his siblings and his father's alcoholism. Came back to America when he was 19, became a high school English teacher in New York City. Wanted to write a memoir for years, but he was too angry and bitter about it. And finally, listening to his young granddaughter playing, he realized he had to write it from the viewpoint of his child self, and that became his book, Angela's Ashes. Here's a poem for today by Wendy Manukin, Favorite Uncle. Our favorite uncle Stanley, the youngest of 5 brothers and the most handsome, used to play a game with my sister and me, hiding a nickel and making us choose which hand clenched behind his back held the prize. The 2 of us danced from one foot to the other, giddy with wanting the nickel, of course, and also the wide smile, the bear hug the winner got from Uncle Stanley. But I remember, even in the heat of his attention, how winning hurt a little, my sister completely still, blinking hard. Uncle Stanley had no children. For 20 years he loved a woman who was married to someone else, and when he finally married her, we didn't love him quite as much. He was our same gallant uncle, but distant now, distracted by having what he could no longer long for. Favorite Uncle, poem by Wendy Manukin, from her collection Dinner with Emerson, published by Tiger Bark Books, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can subscribe to the Poetry Magazine podcast and the Poetry Off the Shelf podcast in the iTunes Store or listen at poetryfoundation.org. And by Progressive Insurance, with insurance for cars, home, boat, motorcycles, RVs, and commercial vehicles at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.